Blog Talk Radio.
Take a stand, not knowing I'd lose my best friend. But I'd rather live right than in hell lift up my eyes. All God's children to stand. Tell somebody, say,
you stand.
Yeah, Lord, stand for holiness.
For holiness.
Oh,
and for righteousness.
And be counted,
among them that shall reign with Him.
Yeah. 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 Oh,
stand,
yeah.
Reverence our Lord.
Oh.
And when you're all
and
alone,
believe
He shall receive His own.
Take a stand, not believing, at least some of my friends. And I would rather, I'd rather live right, burn in hell, lift up my eyes. All of our children to stand, stand. Everybody say it,
you stand.
Oh, stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness.
Oh,
stand for righteousness.
Truly blessed and honored in the name of Jesus to be before you on this evening, praise God, to continue bringing forth the reading of the Word of God. We truly thank you for joining us on this evening, praise God. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, praise God, where we come forth in Jesus' name, continuing to read the Word of God. I truly thank God for allowing us to see one more day above ground, one more day able, saved, delivered, and filled with His Holy Ghost. And though we might slip, and though we may make mistakes, and though you may say something that you didn't mean to say or acted a way in which you didn't mean to act, we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. And I felt someone needed to hear that on today. Because, praise God, we go through what we go through. And as we know through our experience, what doesn't break you or kill you will make you stronger. Come on, somebody. And we just thank God on today. Oftentimes, people misconstrue how you feel, misconstrue what you meant or what you said because of a certain way in which your deliverance might have been. You don't have a negative way towards saying anything. You're not meaning anything in a rude or obnoxious, disrespectful way, but yet you have a point where you have a need to express yourself about what you're thinking and how you feel. And that's the opportunity that we have, praise God, on today, to be able to do so. We thank God for being able to come forth and trusting in his word and acknowledging him as we take it to the throne of grace. We just continue to praise him, continue to worship him, continue to serve him, because through it all, you still have got to press on. That's the instructions of what God has given us, and we thank him for those instructions. Praise God. We have rules. We have ordinances, and we have responsibilities as men of God. So with so doing, let's continue to move forth, acknowledging that God is who he is in the name of Jesus. Once again, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, praise God, where we come forward to continue reading the word of God. And we do truly thank you for tuning in on today. I want to honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, who's very instrumental in the advancement of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. In fact, she went on the air this weekend. She gave the message Sunday, and it was a very powerful message. And we thank God for her taking that time to go forward and delivering that powerful message, where we spoke in much regard as to trusting in the Lord, as to not letting go, but continuing to press on and recognizing that those things that we're going through, they're only a test. They're strengthening us and helping us to become a better you. Amen. And we just thank God for that. And as you go forward on today, praise God, I want to share with you that, you know, it's very trying on today. We had a lot of work to do and a lot of things we had to attend to. And that's partially the reason why we're coming on slightly later than normal. But yet, mostly upon this time, being that we do bring forth reading of the Word of God, we just pray that you continue to tune in and listen to the Word as we continue reading out of the book of Chronicles, 2 Chronicles. Amen. And we come at the 35th chapter of 2 Chronicles, praise God. And we're going to continue to move forward as we read, study, and trust in the Lord. Amen. Once again, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw, David and Diane Ministry and Friends, where we come forth again giving you his word. And we can continue reading out of the book of 2 Chronicles. Before we go forward, let us pray. Amen, amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we come before you on this day, Lord God, we humble ourselves before you, asking, oh God, in Jesus' name, to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of our unrighteousness, and fill us with your spirit. God, we thank you. We thank you on today as we ask you, Father God, to again forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all of our unrighteousness, fill us with your spirit. Help us, Father God, to help someone else in Jesus' name. We pray for those that are less fortunate than we are. We pray for those that are handed and set by the wayside. And we pray that you make a way out of no way for those that are in need, the homeless, the hungry, the sick, and the dying. We pray for those, Father God, that are seeking a miracle in the name of Jesus. We stand in agreement, trusting and believing, and we see, like Isaiah 53:5, I believe says, he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of peace was upon him, and by his stripes you are healed. So thank God for his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us move forward as we read out of 2 Chronicles chapter 35. Let us read. Moreover, Joash kept a Passover unto the Lord in Jerusalem, and they killed the Passover on the 14th day of the month, first month. I beset the priests and their charges. I encouraged them to the service of the house of the Lord. I said unto the Levites that taught all Israel, which were holy unto the Lord, put the holy ark in the house which Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, did. Build. It should be a burden upon your shoulder. Serve now the Lord your God and his people Israel, and prepare yourself for the house of your fathers after your courses, according to the writing of David, king of Israel, and according to the writing of Solomon, his son. And stand in the holy places according to the divisions of the families of the fathers of the brethren and people, and after the divisions and the families of the Levites. So kill the Passover and sanctify yourselves. I prepare your brethren that they may do according to the word of the Lord by the hand of Moses. And Joshua gave to the people of the flocks lambs and kids, all for the Passover offering, all for all that were present, to the number of 30,000 and 3,000 bullocks. These were the king's substances. And his princes gave willingly unto the people, to the priests, and to the Levites, Hilkiah, the Zechariah, and Joiah, rulers of the house of God, gave unto the priests for the Passover offerings 2,600 small cattle and 300 oxen. Kenaniah also, and Shemaiah, and Nathaniel, his brother, and Hashabiah, and Jael, and Jozabad, chief of the Levites, gave unto the Levites for Passover offering 5,000 small cattle and 500 oxen. So the service was prepared, and the priests stood in their place, and the Levites in their horses, according to the king's commandment, and they killed the Passover. And the priests sprinkled the blood for their hands, and the Levites flayed them. And they removed the burnt offering, that they might give according to the divisions of the families and the people to offer unto the Lord, as it is written in the book of Moses. And so did they with the oxen. And they roasted the Passover with fire according to the ordinance, but the other holy offerings, God, they sobbed they in pots and in cauldrons and in pans, and divided them speedily among all the people. And afterward they made ready for themselves and for the priest, because the priests and sons of Aaron were bruised in offerings of burnt offerings and fat until night. Therefore the Levites prepared for themselves and for the priests' sons of Aaron. And the singers, the sons of Asaph, were in their place, according to the commandment of David, and Asaph, and Heman, and Judah, and King Shia, I'm the porters. We at every gate they might not depart from their service. For the brethren and the Levites prepared for them. So all the services of the Lord was prepared the same day to keep the Passover and to offer burnt offerings upon the altar of the Lord according to the commandment of King Josiah. And the children of Israel that were present kept the Passover at that time and the Feast of the Unleavened Bread 7 days. And there was no Passover like that kept in Israel from the days of Samuel the prophet. Neither did all the kings of Israel keep such a Passover as Josiah kept, and the priests and the Levites in all Judah and Israel and were present, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. In the 18th year of the reign of Josiah was this Passover kept. After all this, when Joshua was prepared the temple, Necho, king of Egypt, came up to fight against the Tarshish by Euphrates. And Joshua went out against him, but he sent ambassadors to him, saying, "What have I to do with thee, thy king of Judah? I came not against thee this day, but against the house wherewith I have walked. For God commanded me to make haste, forbear thee from meddling with God, who is with me, that he destroy thee not." Nevertheless, Josh would not turn his face from him, but besieged, disgusted himself, that he might fight with him, and hearken not unto the words of Necho from the mouth of God, and come to fight in the valley of Megiddo. And the archers shot at King Joshua. And the king said to his servants, "Have me away, for I am sore wounded." His servants therefore took him out of that chariot and put him in the second chariot that he had, and that they brought him to Jerusalem. And he died. I was buried in one of the sepulchres of the fathers, and all Judah and Jerusalem mourned for Josiah. And Jeremiah lamented for Josiah. And all the singing men and the singing women spake to Josiah. And that limitations to this day, it made them an ordinance in Israel. And behold, they were written in the limitations. Now, the rest of the acts of Josiah and his goodness, according to that which was written in the law of the Lord, and his deeds, first and last, behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. Chapter 36. Then the people of the land took Joaz, the son of Josiah, and made him king in his father's stead in Jerusalem. Joaz was 23 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 3 months in Jerusalem. And the king of Egypt put him down at Jerusalem and condemned the land in 100 talents of silver and a talent of gold. And the king of Egypt made Eliakim, his brother, king over Judah and Jerusalem, turned his name to Jehoiakim. And Necho took Jehoaz, his brother, and carried him to Egypt. Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he began to reign, and the reigning enemies in Jerusalem. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord his God. Against him came up Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, bound him in feathers, feathers to carry him to Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar also carried up the vessels of the house of the Lord to Babylon and put them in his temple of Babylon. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoiakim and his abominations which he did, and that which is found in him, behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. And Jehoiakim, his son, reigned in his stead. Jehoiakim was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 3 months and 10 days in Jerusalem, and he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. And when the year was expired, King Nebuchadnezzar sent and brought him to Babylon with the goodly vessels of the house of the Lord. I made Zedekiah his brother king over Judah in Jerusalem. Zedekiah was 120 years old when he began to reign, and reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord his God, and humbled not himself before Jeremiah, the prophet, speaking from the mouth of the Lord. And he also rebelled against King Nebuchadnezzar, who made him swear by God, but to stiffen his neck and hardened his heart from turning unto the Lord God of Israel. Moreover, all the chief of the priests and the people transgressed very much after all the abominations of the heathen, and polluted the house of the Lord which he had made hallowed in Jerusalem. And the Lord God of their fathers sent to them by his messenger, rising up betimes, and sending, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. But they mocked the messenger of God and despised his words and misused his prophets until the wrath of the Lord was roused against the people till there was no remedy. Therefore he brought upon them the king of Chaldees, who slew the young men with the sword in the house of the sanctuary, and had no compassion among young men or maidens, old men, or him that stooped for age. And he gave them all into his hand, and all the vessels of the house of God, great and small, and the treasures of the house of the Lord, and the treasures of the king and of his princes, all these he brought to Babylon. And they burnt the house of God and break it down the wall of Jerusalem, and burn all the palaces thereof. And them that had escaped from the sword carried he away to Babylon, where they were servants to him, to fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah, until the land had enjoyed her Sabbath, for as long as she desolate, so kept Sabbath. She kept Sabbath to fulfill 70 years. Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord spoken by the mouth of Jeremiah might be accomplished,
The Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and put it also in writing, saying, thus saith Cyrus, king of Persia, all the kingdoms of the earth hath the Lord God of heaven given me, and he hath charged me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Who is there among you of all his people? The Lord is God. Be with him and let him go up.
Amen. Amen. We are going to begin reading in the book of Ezra. Praise God as he's steady moving along. Amen. We thank God for the opportunity to come forth and read his word. And we just continue to move forward. Ezra chapter 1. Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the king of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit in Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom. I put it also in writing, saying, thus saith Cyrus, king of Persia, the Lord God of heaven hath given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he hath charged me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Who is there among you of all his people? His God be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and build the house of the Lord God of Israel. He is the God which is in Jerusalem. And whosoever remaineth in any place where he sojourneth, let the men of his place help him with silver and with gold, and with goods and with beasts besides the freewill offering for the house of God that is in Jerusalem. Then rose up the chief of the fathers of Judah and Benjamin, and the priests and the Levites, with all them whose spirit of God had raised, to go up to build the house of the Lord which is in Jerusalem. And all they that were about them strengthened their hands with vessels of silver and gold and goods and with beasts and with precious things, besides all that was willingly offered. Also, Cyrus the king brought forth the vessel of the house of the Lord, which Nebuchadnezzar had brought forth out of Jerusalem, and had put them in the house of his gods. Even those did Cyrus king of Persia bring forth by the hand of Mithridates, the treasure, and numbered them unto Shebazar, the prince of Judah. And this is the number of them: 30 chargers of gold and 30 chargers of silver, 29, 30 basins of gold, silver basins of second sort, 410, and other vessels of 1,000. All the vessels of gold and the silver were 5,400. All these did Sheshbazzar beguile and bring with them of the captivity that were brought up from Babylon unto Jerusalem. Chapter 2. Now these were the children of the province that went up out of the captivity of those which had been carried away with Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, and carried away unto Babylon, to call again unto Jerusalem and Judah, everyone unto his city, which came with
Zerubbabel, Joshua, Nehemiah, Seraiah, Reliah, Mordecai, Bishan, Mizapah, Bigdad, Ruhim, Bena, the numbers of the men of the people of Israel, the children of Parosh, 2,172. The children of Shephatiah, 372. The children of Era, 775. The children of Pahath Moab, of the children of Joshua and Joab, 2,812. The children of Elam, 1,254. The children of Zetu, 945. The children of Zakir, 703. The children of Bani, 642. The children of Bibi, 623. The children of Asgad, 1,222. The children of Anakim, 666. The children of Bigba, 256. The children of Aden, 454. The children of Esther of Hezekiah, 98. Children of Bezai, 323. The children of Gabar, 95. The children of Bethlehem, 123. The men of Nephthah, 56. The men of Anathoth, 128. The children of Azmavah, 42. The children of Kerja, Aram, Sephra, and Bera, 743. The children of Ramah and Gada, 621. The men of Mikmas, 122. The men of Bethel, and 223. The children of Nebo,
52. The children of Mekbash, 156. The children of the other Elam, the 1,254. The children of Aram, 320. The children of Lod, Aded, and Ono, 725. The children of Jericho, 345. The children of Sina, 306, 130. The priests and children of Jedaiah of the house of Jeshua, 973. The children of Immer, 1,052. The children of Bishur, 1,247. The children of Harim, 1,017. The Levites and the children of Joshua and Kadmiel of the children of Hekobiah, 74. The singers and children of Asaph, 128. The children of the porters, the children of Shelem, the children of Atter, the children of Telam, the children of Akub, the children of Hittita, the children of Shobah, just in all 139. The Netanim, the children of Ziha, the children of Hesopha, the children of Taba, the children of Kerosop, the children of Siha, the children of Pidan, the children of Lebanon, the children of Hagba, the children of Akub, the children of Hagab, the children of Shemaiah, the children of Hanan. The children of Gibo, the children of Gear, the children of Rea, the children of Rizin, the children of Nekoda, the children of Gezam, the children of Uzzah, the children of Pisia, the children of Basea, the children of Hassana, the children of Mahanam, the children of Nephusim, the children of Bekbuk, the children of Hakufa, the children of Harher, the children of Bezlu, the children of Maida, the children of Hersha, the children of Barkals, the children of Syria, the children of Tamar, the children of Neziah, the children of Hittaphah, the children of Solomon's servants, the children of Sotia, the children of Sophara, the children of Peruda, the children of Jula, the children of Darkon, the children of Gido, the children of Shephatiah, the children of Hittiah, the children of Porcher of Zebium, the children of Ammi, all the Nethinim and the children of Solomon's servants were 392. And these were they which went up from Tamalah, Tarshish, Cherub, Adan, and Amor, but they could not show their father's house, and their seed were whether they were of Israel. The children of Delilah, the children of Tobiah, the children of Nekoda, 652. And the children of the priest and children of the Hediah, the children of Kold, the children of Barzillai, which took a wife of the daughters of Barzillai, the Gileadite, and was called after their name. These sought their register amongst these that were reckoned by genealogy, but they were not found. Therefore, were they as polluted but for the priesthood. And Tershitta said unto them that they should not eat of the holy things till they stood up a priest with Urim and with Tumen. The whole congregation there together was 42,303, besides the servants and their maids, of whom there were 7,337. And there were among them 200 singing men and singing women. Their horses were 730, and 6 their males, and 245 mules. Their camels were 435, their oxen 670, and some of the chief and the fathers. When they came to the house of the Lord, which is at Jerusalem, offered freely for the house of God to set it up in his place. They gave after their ability unto the treasures of the work of 61,000 drams of gold and 5,000 pounds of silver and 100 priest garments. So the priests and the Levites and some of the people and the singers and the porters and the Nephilim dwelt in their cities and all Israel in their cities. Chapter 3, Ezra, chapter 3. And when the seventh month was come, and the children of Israel were in the cities, the people gathered themselves together as one man to Jerusalem. Then stood up Joshua, the son of Jozadak, his brother and the priest, and Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and his brother, and build the altar of the God at Israel to offer burnt offerings thereon. And it is written in the law of Moses, the man of God. And they set the altar upon the bases, and fear was upon them because of the people of this country. And they offered burnt offerings thereon unto the Lord, even burnt offerings morning and evening. They kept also the feast of the tabernacle. And it is written, and offered a daily burnt offering by number, according to the custom and the duty of every day required. I afterward offered a continual burnt offering, both of the new moons and of all the set feasts of the Lord that were consecrated, and of every one that willingly offered a freewill offering unto the Lord. For the first day of the seventh month begun, they too offered burnt offerings unto the Lord. But the foundation of the temple of the Lord was not yet laid. They gave money also unto the mansion, masons, and to the carpenter, and meat and drink and oil unto them of Zidon, and to the Tyre, to bring cedar trees from Lebanon to the Sea of Joppa, according to the great grant that they had of Cyrus, king of Persia. Now in the second year of their coming unto the house of God of Jerusalem, in the second month, begun Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the Joshua, and son of Zadok, and the remnant of their brethren, the priests and the Levites and all that were come out of the captivity of Jerusalem unto Jerusalem, and appointed the Levites from 20 years old and upward, and set forward the work of the house of the Lord. Then stood Jeshua with his son and his brother Kendimiel and his sons, and sons, the sons of Judah together, to set forward the workmen in his house of gold, the son Henadad, with their sons and their brethren and the Levites, temple of the Lord. They set the priests in their apparel with trumpets, and the Levites, the sons of Asaph, the cymbals, to praise the Lord, after the ordinance of David, king of Israel. And they sang together by course in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord, because he is good, for his mercy endureth forever toward Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. But many of the priests and Levites and the chiefs of the fathers, who were ancient men that had seen the first house when the foundation of the house was laid before their eyes, wept with a loud voice. And many shouted aloud for joy, so that the people could not discern the noise of the shout of joy from the noise of the weeping of the people, for the people shouted with a loud shout, and the noise was heard afar off. Chapter 4. Now, when the adversaries of Judah and Benjamin heard that the children of the captivity had built a temple unto the Lord God of Israel, then they came to Zerubbabel and to the chief of the fathers and said unto him, let us build with you, for we seek your God, as you do, and we do sacrifice unto him. Since the days of Esarhaddon, which brought us up hither, but Zerubbabel and Joshua are the rest of the chiefs of the fathers of Israel, said unto them, ye have nothing to do with us, to build a house unto our God, but we ourselves together will build unto the Lord God of Israel, as King Cyrus, the king of Persia, hath commanded us. Then the people of the land weakened the hands of the people of Judah and troubled them in building, and hired counselors against them, frustrate their purpose all the days of Cyrus, king of Persia, even unto the reign of Darius, king of Persia, and in the reign of Ahasuerus, in the beginning of his reign, wrote they unto him on a question among the inhabitation of Judah and Jerusalem. And in the days of Artaxerxes, Bishlam, Mitredath, Tabeel, and the rest of their companions unto Artaxerxes, king of Persia, and the writing of the letter was written in the Syrian tongue, I interpreted in the Syrian tongue. Rehum, the chancellor of Shemeshia, the scribe, wrote a letter against Jerusalem and Artaxerxes, the king, in this sort. Then wrote Rehum, the chancellor, and Shemeshia, the scribe, and the rest of their companions, and deities and Arpharsites and Tarplites and Arphasites, the Archivites and the Babylonians and the Susites, the Devahites and the Elamites and the rest of the nations whom the great, the noble Asnapur brought over and set in the cities of Samaria and the rest that were on this side the river at such a time. This is the company, the copy of the letter that they sent unto him, even unto Artaxerxes, the king. They, thy servants, the men in this side the river, and at such a time, be it known unto the king that the Jews which came up from thee to us are come unto Jerusalem, building the rebellious and the bad city. I had set up the walls thereof and joined the foundation. But in it, be it known unto the king that if this city be builded and the wall set up again, then will they not pay toll, tribute, and custom, and so thou shalt in damage the revenue of the kings. Now because we have maintenance from the king's palace, and it was meant for us to see the king's dishonor, therefore have we set to certify the king, that search may be made in the book of the records of the fathers, so shalt thou find in the book of records, and know that this city is the rebellious city, and hurtful unto kings and provinces, and that they have moved sedition within the same old time, for which cause was this city destroyed. We certify the king that if this city be built again and the walls thereof set up, by these means thou shalt have no portion on this side the river. Then sent the king an answer unto Rehum, the chancellor, and the Shemeshai, the scribe, and the rest of their companions that dwell in Samaria, and unto the rest beyond the river, peace into at such a time. The letter which we sent unto us hath been plainly read before me, and I commanded and such hath been made, and it is found that this city of old time I made instruction against kings and to rebellion and sedition have been made therein. There have been mighty kings also over Jerusalem, which have ruled over all countries beyond the river, and toll, tribute, and custom was paid unto them. Give ye now commandment to call these men to cease, and that is this city be not built until another commandment should be given from me. Take heed now that ye fail not to do this. Why should damage grow to the hurt of the kings? Now then, the copy of the king Atissus letter was read beyond Ram and Shemashi, the scribe, and their companions. They went up in haste to Jerusalem unto the Jews and made them to cease by force and power. Then ceased the work of the house of God which is in Jerusalem. Is it ceased unto the second year of the reign of Darius, king of Persia? Amen. Praise God. Thank God for the reading of his word on this evening. Praise God. We want to thank you for joining us this evening. And praise God. Pray for us on the pronunciation of those names. But God bless you as you continue to read the word of God. Join us again on tomorrow. Praise God. That will be July 21st, Wednesday of the year 2021. I'm Elder David M. Shaw, once again, our David and Diane Ministry and friends. God bless you, and thanks for joining us for this evening. Good night.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work.
Say no weapon. name.